Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Every person can make a difference and influence other people if they only set their hearts out to do that. For William Dalmas, crafting interesting stories is his way of doing it. In his book, Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg, he aims to reach out to the little ones and teach them valuable lessons because it's important to shape their personalities and perspective at a young age. Young readers are in for a treat as he narrates a unique story in Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg. Through the story, he opens up their perspective, effectively teaching them important manners, especially when dealing with people who have disabilities or special needs. Because of that, this book is a great read for kids with their families, even in school, inspiring young ones to learn how to accept and respect everyone's differences, no matter what they are. William was born in Sacramento, California, grew up in San Diego. The beach was his salvation, not formally educated, but always able to read the writing on the wall. He had a gift of love and his mantra to champion as many lives as possible. The book is Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg by William Dalmas. William passed in 2018. His wife, who was instrumental in this project, Martine, is with us on the program today to talk about the book. Martine, welcome to This Week in America. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, this is such a special project. It's a legacy for William, and it's something that you were there working with him side by side on. Let's talk about the inspiration for the book. This is a great story that you tell, an inspiring, uplifting story, an important story for young people. What was the inspiration to write this book?
Actually, it was our own children. They had so many questions about different things, and we kept trying to answer all those questions, and we didn't have the answers, and so we always answered the questions, and it was a learning experience for us.
Well, for you and for the children, and it's always sort of interesting, and you always wonder, should I really answer this question? And I think in many cases, you're better off facing the question and answering that. And you guide all parents through the circumstances when children will ask a question, you're debating whether or not you should go ahead and answer, and you did. So these are all true stories you're talking about then in the book, Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg.
Yes, yes, they are. They're all true stories. And of course, we had the experiences too, and there were times they asked us questions, and we're like, pause, how do we approach
this? Yes. Well, you it so well and effectively. And this book, and I mentioned it's great, and we'll talk about this, for parents to read to their children, with their children, for schools to read, because it really gives us valuable life lessons, even for some adults, the lessons you talk about in the book. Talk about trying to write about people's handicaps. How did you choose to do that?
Well, we used to take a lot of walks along the beach and in the different parks. And so, you come across people with a handicap and the kids would ask questions. And we've learned that, to answer the questions truthfully, but, to engage with the person. And it's like the people, I don't know why, we think that they're not approachable or they're going to be angry, and that's not the case at all. So it's been a learning lesson. And anyway, we've always been very friendly and open. And so it just all followed very nicely. And the kids learned, and the people were very happy that we talked to. It was just such a positive experience every time. And so we wanted to share that with others.
The book is Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg, beautifully illustrated. It's by William Dalmas. That's Dalmas. His wife, Martine, is with us on the program today. If you're Googling that as well, it's Martine, talking about the book. I mentioned there are messages in there as well as messages for adults as well as for children. So if you're reading this to the child, an adult, something can be reinforced in them as well. What was the age group as William and you were writing the book? What age group did you primarily design this for?
For young children, 2 years to 5 years. Although, quite truthfully, my own kids kept asking questions after 5 years.
Yes.
But it's basically for the little ones.
Book available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get more information on the book. What do you hope the takeaway is as you and William were working on the book and sort of it's like, okay, we want to leave a message. We want something to to resonate with the young people when they finish reading the book. What is the takeaway, do you think, from the book, Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg?
You know, there are different, everybody has, like, there's the issue of, you know, do we talk to people? Do we say hello to people? In today's society, we don't always say hello anymore. And so it's like we're becoming more detached, and we like to change that. We want people to, say hello and to talk. And then with people with disabilities, it's like they're not strange, or they're good people. And so we want them to be able to talk to them. And a lot of those people are lonely too, or feeling isolated. And so this opened up a way for us to express how it is. And so people are very, if you open up and treat people with respect, it comes back to you, and it's a blessing in both ways. It's like, each benefit from the other, and
yes.
So it's always been a good experience.
Well, there's so much there for the kids in reading the book and having it read to them, and I'm thinking this really not only is a great lesson for parents and for caregivers in how to treat people and how that empathy should always be there, but
right.
It's sort of as parents and caregivers are in the position that you and William were when the kids are asking questions, it's not like you had magical answers. You had to give a little bit of thought to how you were going to answer that. How do you think parents and caregivers should respond to the questions of the children? And you sort of face it very honestly in the book. Was that difficult getting to that point of honest answers?
No. The honesty wasn't the problem. It was just trying to be tactful and not, be careful and
yes.
sensitive to other people's feelings. And so, yeah, we were very careful never to hurt anybody's feelings or to cause any kind of discomfort. And so you learn to be sensitive to others. And so, here the children, they're asking innocent questions that they don't realize, maybe with growing up as adults, we're like, we've learned not to say things or ask questions. We might think them, but we won't say anything. The kids, just in their youth, they just ask the questions.
Yes.
And so we wanted to respond truthfully, but we were very careful on how, just so we didn't offend anybody, and we really didn't want to offend anybody. And so, it was interesting on how we did that sometimes.
Well, yes, in talking about, engagement, does it matter where you engage?
No, it's like whenever it happens, it's like you can't, life is life, and so the opportunities showed up in all different kind of places, and sometimes, kind of the most unusual places sometimes. It's
yes.
like it didn't matter. And so you just always, always be prepared. Kids, always need to be prepared.
That's right. There's no script. You never know when they're going to come up with something or say something or ask about something. The book is Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg. William Dalmas, D-A-L-M-A-S, the author, his wife Martine Dalmas, who was side-by-side with him as he was writing the book, is with us on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon.com, at ReadersMagnet.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to get information on that. What happens as you're put in the situation, the child is asking about something, and there's a moment there that engagement would be proper for everybody, but the person really doesn't want to engage. How do you deal with that? Because I'm sure that came up frequently.
Actually, surprisingly enough, not that often.
Oh, interesting.
We would say hello, and we introduce ourselves, and of course, my son or daughter, it's like they would ask a question, and they would and. Most of the time, because it came from a child, the people we talked to were pretty nice and responsive back. It's like, we weren't sure either what to expect. And the majority of times, people were very nice. But we always treated with respect. I mean, it wasn't, we were very careful not to, to cause any problems. But the kids, it's like in their innocence and asking and the people we talked to sensed that too, and so it was usually a very positive experience. It wasn't bad.
What has the experience been like for you? Let's talk about the response that you've had. I know that I think you did the Miami Book Fair a year or so ago, got excellent response there. What's the response been like? And let me ask, start by asking about family, about your children, who were the ones that sort of inspired this book. What was their reaction to the book?
Oh, they loved it. It's because it's like we're telling a story, and of course they remember the story. They actually were there, and so yeah, they have good memories, and so they're encouraging us to write more stories because there was a lot more encounters that we had and different handicaps, and so they want us to go further with that. But I wasn't sure how well it would be received, and so we sort of paused on it a little bit.
So if it continues like it has been, I assume that maybe there'll be another book that you'll be working on?
Yes, there'll be another book.
Now, the illustrations add so much to that as well. They sort of take your thoughts, the words, and make them come to life. Talk about the illustrations and the challenges of finding the right illustrations to really complement the storyline.
All I wanted to do is get the pictures, and so, so I'd sketch out the pictures and see what I wanted. And then we had somebody else who actually did the illustrations, but that we drew them out ourselves. We wanted what convey what we, what was in our mind. And
yes.
So, and they did. The person that did it was really, he did a very good job.
What a legacy for William in the book, Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg. Talk about that and how important this is to you. The book finished, it's out there. The message that you shaped with William is really influencing a lot of young people. What's that like in terms of the legacy and the book actually being out there and his memory, his inspiration living on in the book and influencing other people?
Well, we believe the most, everybody wants respect. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody wants respect and to be treated with dignity. And we want everyone to understand that. It's like, to have respect and the dignity was so important. And it just opens so many doors for people, young and old. It's one of those things we feel very strong about.
Well, when you're talking about children in that 2 to 5 age bracket, they're very inquisitive. Is this like, it almost seemed like the perfect time that you can influence their thinking for a lifetime, whether they realize it or not, you're sort of giving them the thought process, the moral compass that will stay with them for the rest of their lives.
And it has. It's like my kids, they're very comfortable talking. Well, when they were young, they got very comfortable talking to adults and their elders were very respectful. They had their manners. I strongly believe in manners. And they were able to engage. And as they grew up older, the comment came back that our kids, when they spoke to the adults were surprised at how young they were. They spoke much more, they sounded older than they were, although they were still very much children. They just had that respect and the manner, it just opened so many doors for them. It was wonderful.
Sort of like lifetime skills that you were able to teach them.
It is. It's very much lifetimes. It's things that they learned young, and it's still with them today, and it's beautiful. And I like to see that happen.
Yes, it's there, and it doesn't cost anything. You just pay a little attention and be responsive when the child is asking things and take advantage of their, at that point, their inquisitiveness and being able to answer and guide them. You mentioned something that's interesting, and again, it's a lesson for children and adults as well, manners, and it's almost something that's missing in all of our lives now. When you walk out on the street and you're driving, you're just about anywhere, manners is sort of secondary. How important is that? Obviously, it was very important in writing the book. How important is manners, instilling that in children? And do you feel we're having a problem as a society with that now? We're so caught up in our world, moving at about 120 miles an hour all the time, it seems like, looking at screens all the time instead of other people. Are we losing this basic sense of manners that we used to have?
Yes, we are. I truly believe that. It's like, you walk the street and it's like, how many people look another, well, in smaller towns, maybe it's not so much, but in bigger cities, you walk, you pass each other by, you don't even make eye contact. There's no hi, there's no, you know, no hellos,
yes.
There's how are yous. It's like it doesn't exist. And so we had an experience when we lived in San Francisco for a while, and so that was, it really brought it home for us. It's like people didn't look at each other. People didn't say hi, and so we changed that. And so over time, it's like the locals knew us, and they would say hi, and then we noticed that they were saying hi to other people too, and so that made us feel really good. So it wasn't just to us, it was to others, and the kids did the same thing. You know, they would say hi, and you know, it's like we're not trying to be in anyone's business, but getting the hello and a how are you, it makes people feel good. You know, you see their eyes light up. It means something. And the pleases and the thank yous, they go a long way. They really do.
And it's interesting. I will say back in the days when you used to go to restaurants on a regular basis, you'd be waiting to get in and you'd see a family of five. They'd sit down. I swear everybody had their own phone. And nobody was talking to each other. They're all on their phone doing whatever. And I'm like, wow, what a great opportunity, you know, to talk with the family. And everybody's, you know, got their own screen time going. Yeah.
My husband would get very upset about the cell phones. It's like we have cell phones, but, you know, when we're sitting down, the cell phone is not there. I mean, we have it nearby. And I have a cell phone that's for emergencies, so I can't ignore the cell phone. But it's not, we're not just totally on that cell phone. It's like, we're losing the art of engagement, of talking to people. It's like when you have people right there in front of you, you know, including the family members,
yes.
When we're no longer talking to each other, it's a very sad thing.
Well, this book will bring back, I think, for all of us, it's like, yeah, this is the basics. This is what the foundation for all of us, for our children, for ourselves. The book is Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg by William Dalmas, D-A-L-M-A-S, his wife Martine with us on the program. You've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting this book published, getting it out there so it's impacting lives. What's that experience been like working with Reader's Magnet?
They've been very good. They've been very supportive. The gentleman I work with mostly, Paul, he's a sweetheart. He's really a nice person, very encouraging and very patient with me. I wasn't even sure where this was going to go, and so he kept encouraging me and very supportive. So I highly recommend them. It's an awesome company.
And you work with him quite well, I understand. So he probably has good manners. He's okay in the manners category.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Whatever you want, ma'am. That's very good. It still exists out there. Martine Dalmas, our guest on the program. The book has the name William Dalmas on it, D-A-L-M-A-S. That's Martine's husband. And they worked on this side by side throughout the process of coming up with the idea, getting the illustrations, getting it published. It's Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg. It's an excellent read for children. It can be read to them. Great point for discussion. They can read it themselves. It's great for schools. You might recommend that to some of the teachers in the lower grades. Martine, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Again, what a great legacy that William has in this book that's going to be out there for literally for years, influencing young people and opening their eyes. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program today.
Oh, thank you, and you're welcome.
Martine Dalmas, our guest, D-A-L-M-A-S, William Dalmas, the author of the book, Mommy, Mommy, Look, the Man Has One Leg. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and get information on the book.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.